Six Nations Special Olympic athletes are getting set to take in the Provincial Summer Games when they come to the Brantford, Brant County, and Six Nations area this July 10th to the 13th. Athletes who participate regularly with Special Olympics Ontario's local programs spoke on the positive experience they've had through the organization. Athletes Natasha General and James Hawk discussed their involvement with the organization's bowling program and the benefits from participating with Special Olympics Ontario.
Well, Special Olympics always came a part in my life, and like, I've always loved doing sports ever since I was a little girl, so I find that really fascinating. Being a little girl, I always said, always follow your dreams, and I stick with that. And for Special Olympics, it's always nice to have friends. Also, it gets you out to the community to enjoy what you do. And for bowling, it's my favorite thing to do, pretty much.
Hi there, I'm James, and I am currently doing Special Olympics 5-pin bowling on Saturday mornings. And what makes Special Olympics so great is the athletes and the coaches, but I can not only call them athletes, but I can also call them friends and friends for life.
Both athletes shared their excitement levels to be able to be a part of the games in July.
So excited. Like, it's a great opportunity to actually get this opportunity. If I do ever go in these games, it would be great as well to have Brantford and the Six Nations as well.
It's super exciting. Let's make Ontario proud.
Donnie Tobico, another Six Nations athlete who has participated with the Special Olympics Ontario programs for 16 years, says his favorite part about being involved with the organization is the friendships he's been able to make.
It's good to experience some people I know, people from different cities that I know, they come over, talk to me about what's going on, their family, their friends.
That's awesome.
I mean, what's he doing?
He shared his plans on how he will be spending his time during the Provincial Summer Games.
This competition on July, just having fun and work with your team and get medals.
Athletes Seneca Henhawk and Liz Longboat also shared their positive experience they've had working with Special Olympics Ontario through the years.
I've been 5-pin bowling for 28 years every Tuesday night. And had a lot of strike, and I went to professional games, and I went to national and PEI in 2018.
So you have a lot of experience with Special Olympics.
And I won a gold medal.
That is awesome. And Liz, same question to you. How long have you been with the Special Olympics Ontario, and your favorite part about being with the organization?
Scanner Sorguego, Watadani, Nate Gasso, Gayo Kono, Neil Wazardet, Matahioni. So my name is Liz Longboat, Cayuga Wolf Clan of the Six Nations Haudenosaunee Territory on Six Nations down here. So like what I said, my name is Liz Longboat, but my Gayo Kono name is Watondadi. That means what the translation means is I'm listening. So like Cayuga Wolf Clan, first I done 10-pin bowling in 2018, and then after that I couldn't do it anymore because I had an injury. I done dance when I was 18 years old at Michelle Farmer's Dance Studio down on Six Nations, and then after that I done 5-pin bowling for the past 3 years. So next year will be 5 years for me. And I'm really thankful for like, I've been bowling, 5-pin bowling on every Tuesday nights, and I'm really proud of myself.
Longboat says she's hoping to be able to compete at the provincial and national level for the games in the future.
I'm hoping, knock on wood, I'm hoping to be on the provincials, even on the nationals, because I'm really good in bowling. And so I'm really excited, like I'm here. So I just can't wait. And I'm really overexcited, and I'm just really proud of myself.
Meanwhile, Seneca Henhawk says he has one event in particular he's looking forward to when the provincial games come in July.
Bunchy balls.
The bocce event for the provincial summer games will be held on Six Nations, and Special Olympics Ontario say they will welcome over 750 athletes from across the province to compete for a chance to go on to the national summer games in Medicine Hat, Alberta in 2026. I'm Andrew Dow, and this news story is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, which supports the creation of original civic journalism.